Hey everyone, it's Leon here and welcome back to the Be Ready Project for another awesome episode. In today's episode, we're going to be speaking with captain of the Parramatta Eels, Clint Gutherson. Clint's currently doing his Cert 3 and Cert 4 in fitness, and it was really good to sit down with him and have a chat to him about why he's doing the course and what he hopes to achieve out of it. We also spoke about his career in general and how he's coped with not only the injuries, but moving from Manly to Parramatta. Gutho gives us a really good insight into why it's so important to think about life after sport and how he's using it to cope with isolation and our current times, and give some really good advice, especially to young athletes on why he thinks having interests away from sport can really help you on and off the field. This is a little bit of a different interview. It's just a one-on-one interview I did with Clint, and it's not as long as the other one. It's only a short one, so I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Be Ready Project.
Best advice I can give you, be ready. How do I be ready? It's study.
Hey guys, Clint Gutherson here, captain of the Parramatta Eels at the moment. This is my fifth year at Parramatta, so been here for a while now. Started my career at Manly. Debuted at 18, 2013, so a while ago now. But yeah, that's me to now, and lucky enough to still be playing. Yeah, my debut was crazy. It was the day before my 19th birthday, so still get to claim that I debuted at 18, which is pretty special because not many people actually get to do it. Debuted for Manly, played all my juniors at Manly, so it was pretty special for me and my family. Everyone that I know, all my best friends, they all go for Manly because we grew up on the Northern Beaches, so it's pretty lucky to be able to debut. It's first year out of school, and you sort of think that's going to be the best thing that ever happened to you, but you realize there's a lot more to it, and you've got to go through a lot, and things you do off the field is just as important. So it's been a long run, but lucky enough I'm still playing. Look, it was really hard. I just signed a new two-year deal at Manly at the start of 2015, and round one I did my knee in the first 5 minutes, so I was gone, and by the end of that year they were sort of doing not a rebuild, but trying to sort of flush a bit out, and I got the tap on the shoulder to look elsewhere. But look, at the time I was sort of off the world, but I don't know what type of player I would have still been if I was at Manly without the staff and the players we have at Parramatta at the moment. So in the long run, it was sort of a blessing in disguise, because sometimes change is good. At the time, I didn't really know what to expect, but look, I love it at the moment, and so happy I left, and I've got another 3 years out there too, so it's exciting. I never thought I would ever be captain of a team, let alone Parramatta. So, look, it's crazy just the history that the club has, and how far I've come as a person and a leader, sort of still learning every day. I'm still only 25, so still learning every day how to be a leader and how to sort of do it on and off the field all the time. So it's tough, but look, I love it. I love leading the boys out every week and just try to push myself and the team as much as I can. Yeah, the reason I think education is so important is that rugby league doesn't last forever. I think you have to sort of look at the long-term things, and I feel that just doing stuff on the side of then rugby league, just it takes you away from rugby league. We all know now that it is such an intense job. It's always on. There's people always asking you questions, and I feel that doing something on the side such as this and studying it gives you a time away. It gives you something else to focus on. Your brain's not always ticking about 40, so that's been the massive thing. It's only new to me. I've only just started, but I've realised over my short career at the moment how important it is, and we've got all the sort of people there that can guide us in the right direction and help us look for the long term. So it's vital for me at the moment, and moving forward it's going to be huge as well. Over the last 6 years since I debuted, I never really thought about doing other stuff out of footy. As a kid coming from school, you just think footy, I'm going to be the best. You play first grade and you think that's it, you're set for life. But I've been through two knee recos, numerous other injuries through my time at Manly, and it just showed that it doesn't. I only played 3 games over 4 years at Manly because I just kept having injury, and it sets back. I think the change was I finally saw something I wanted to do and something I'm passionate about, which is personal training and training in general. And this was the perfect course for me. And look, there's so many things I can sort of work off this, and while I'm still playing, it's the perfect time to do it, because you can tick it over as slow or as fast as you want. And look, it's been great for me to get my mind away from footy and give something else in my life to do, and helps me with my footy as well. I've always loved training and pushing my body to the limits, and I feel that my experiences as an athlete could really help other people and guide them in the right direction, if it's footy, if it's just general fitness, if it's the goals they want to hit. And I love it. As I said, I love training, so I'm always pushing myself. If we're not at training, I'm doing some of my own training to try and get better. I'm not the most skilled player, but I feel that if you train hard enough, you can put yourself in the right positions, and that's what I build my game off. So that's sort of how I got into wanting to do this course and wanting to sort of finish it and start building who I am and what I want to do after, while I'm still sort of in the prime of my career. Yeah, I've loved the course so far. I was probably a bit nervous going in because I hadn't done anything in 6 or 7 years, sort of study wise and stuff like that. But look, I've loved it. It's been so easy, and the team here have really helped me sort of put pen to paper on what I already know and what I've learned over my time as being a footballer. And this is only going to help my training as a footballer too, because you learn so much more about how it's going and what you got to do and the body and stuff like that. So it's only going to help me sort of excel as a player and as a trainer, hopefully, in the near future. And I've loved it, and I'm really enjoying it. And great decision on my behalf to sort of do it and to join in. Yeah, that was a major selling point for me for the course to be on Zoom. It's so easy. They give you special times that you can join in. There's different teachers. There's times that will suit you, and a lot of the days throughout the week you're able to find a couple of hours there that you can join on. And it's only one session a week on the Zoom, and then you got to do some of your by yourself. And I think that was a huge selling point for me, because we do train so much, we've got so much on. There's being the captain, there's so much other stuff that you got to do, and just to find 2 hours a week, that's the minimum. You can do more, but just to find 2 hours a week to sort of sit down, get away from footy, focus on something you want to do, and it really just clears your head and helps you sort of not worry about going places to be in class. So you're all in class on the Zoom, and it's not just you on there, there's other people, so it really creates that class environment, but from your own comfort. Yeah, look, this coronavirus has really sort of thrown a spanner in the works, not only in Australia, but absolutely everywhere over the world. And I think we, as rugby league players, probably thought we were sort of, no one was ever going to touch us, we're always going to have a comp, we're always going to get paid, everything like that. But we saw it come across the world with the NBA, the NFL, everything sort of put on hold. And while we're only a small sort of country with the NRL and the ARU, it just shows that you need other options in your life. And I think a lot of people that were playing sort of realised that as well. So this has been great for me. It sort of kept me not really thinking about rugby league. It's sort of let me just focus on this. And you got to think of the positives throughout these times. And this has been a massive one for me. Yeah, the course has been huge. Instead of just sitting around the home all day, sort of waiting to hear new stuff or just training for the sake of training, it gave me 3 or 4 days a week where I could sit down, focus on this, get through as much as I can, sort of learn as much as possible, do my stuff that I need to do. And it's legit sort of just kept me sane. It's helped me focus on something else rather than footy and just waiting for footy. I know a lot of boys out there have sort of just been waiting for the game to come back, where this has given me something else to boost what I'm learning. And hopefully after we do go back, I'm majority sort of working through it, and it's going to help me sort of go back and sort of not miss a step when I go back to training. Yeah, I think a lot of athletes will sort of re-look at what they want to do now. As I said before, it really just put a hold on everything, and if you're not proactive and want to keep learning and want to focus on other things, you're sort of just waiting for other things to happen. So I'm the type of person that wants to go and chase it and get it. And this has been huge for me to be able to sort of learn as much as I can. And it's really put me in the right direction. Yeah, I'd recommend this course for sure. It's if you're really into your fitness and and your health side of things, and a lot of NRL players are. It's really just honing in on what we've learned over our careers and focusing on what we're good at to be able to transfer it into notes and assignments and stuff like that. But I thought, as I said, I thought I was going in very nervous because I hadn't done any schoolwork and anything like that in years. But it's been really good. It's got me focused again, and look, I'm loving it, and I can't wait for the rest of it. Yeah, I think looking at when you have other things away from footy, it doesn't matter if you have a good game or a bad game. It gives you something else to go away from instead of, say, 2 days later after a bad game, you're going, oh, I should have done this right, I should have done that. Let you flush away, let you forget the game, let you focus on that new week ahead, and really just let you relax. We don't get away from footy or fans or criticism anymore these days because all the social media and stuff. So this gives us a good gateway of getting out and focusing on something else while going through all the craziness. So it's really helped me not only with playing but with training as well. So it's just gives me something to refocus and focus on the next week of if it's playing or training. You sort of got to wait for the right time. Everyone's different. You sort of go through things at different paces. And look, I'm just happy I started. Now that I've started, as I said, I was a bit worried about starting, but now that I've started and realised it's so easy to do these days over the computer and at your own home, it's something I won't look back on, and I'm only going to try to improve every time now from here in the next, hopefully, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Other things I'll do, probably just to try and build on this, there's a lot of things that go into health and fitness with diets and other lifting stuff and things like that. So I'd like to sort of keep researching and looking into courses such as those things. So this has just really sort of pushed me towards going out and following these things. And look, I'm excited for the future, not only on the field, but off the field as well. Yeah, definitely. The confidence now is just realizing how easy it is to do from home. We always get hours there that you sort of just want to be at home, just relaxing. But just being able to do this at home while you're doing that, it just sets a tone. And look, I'm excited to do other things now and focus on what I can do after footy. Yeah, I think having a plan B is huge. It's something that a lot of people don't, and you see it throughout the years. People that have plan Bs and people that are studying or working or doing both, they're always the ones that are playing the better footy and more focused on footy when they're there, because then they're not 100% of the time on the football. They're studying, they're working, they're at TAFE, they're doing this. It really makes a difference to your footy. And if I could say to myself at 20, 21, I would try and focus on finding something else as well, because you realise so quickly that footy can stop and can be taken away from you. If I had to stop playing tomorrow, I would hopefully be in the sort of fitness industry. I've always loved it. I always love training. Some people hate pre-season. I love pre-season because you just go out, you're getting fit, you're feeling better, you're looking better. It's all that stuff, and I would love to sort of pass on my knowledge as a footballer and as a fitness sort of enthusiast to someone else that is beginning or someone else is looking for some footy sort of stuff. I'd like to be able to pass that on to them and watch them achieve their goals. Hi, I'm Clinton Gutherson from the Parramatta Eels, and I'm making my tomorrow better than today.